Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 6 titled What Makes a Great Music Teacher? So what makes a great music teacher? Well, this podcast is recorded by myself, a music teacher that always strives to be the best music teacher that he can be. So what are three or four things on my list that I think are absolutely necessary in order for somebody to be a great music teacher? Number one on my list is, in order to be a great music teacher, you must absolutely love and be passionate about music. Now here I'm talking about outside of your music classroom, outside of your music studio. When you leave your classroom, when you're not teaching, if you don't love, if you're not passionate about music, I think that sooner or later that's going to show in your teaching. Number two on my list is that in order to be a great music teacher, one must love the process of teaching music to others. One must understand and love the process of teaching music to others. I think many times when music teachers lose their patience with students who don't get it right away, it's because they don't understand or enjoy the process of sharing and teaching music to others. Number three on my list, in order to be a great music teacher, one must love the age group that they teach. I think this would apply mostly to public school music teachers, because often teachers in school might be assigned to a grade level that they don't enjoy teaching as much. So you might have a teacher teaching in third grade thinking to themselves, this is too easy. I wish I was teaching at the high school level. Or you might have a teacher in high school thinking to themselves, this is too hard to handle. I wish I was teaching a younger grade, maybe a second grade. And number four on my list, which is probably the most ignored one, I think that many music teachers would disagree with this one, and that's fine. I absolutely believe that in order to be a great music teacher, you must be an accomplished musician yourself, either on at least one instrument or on voice. I absolutely believe that if you are not an accomplished musician, either on an instrument or two, or on voice, you can't really be a great music teacher. Now, many years ago, I visited a high school in the area near where I live. I'm not gonna name the district. It's a great, big, influential district. And they have two or three levels of guitar class. And I was talking to the guitar teacher there for about 40 minutes or so, sharing ideas and sharing about books that we're using and teaching techniques. And at some point in our conversation, he said something that nearly had me fall out of my chair. He said, well, I don't play the guitar. I'm not a guitarist. I couldn't play a C major scale on the guitar if you asked me to. I'm a trombone player. Well, nothing against trombone players, of course, but I can't imagine somebody teaching guitar class and being great at it without actually playing the guitar. Now, here's the question. I don't play the cello. Could I teach cello class? Well, maybe I could teach a few classes. Maybe I can fake it. Maybe I can be a substitute for a few days. Maybe I can just follow the lesson plan. But can I really be a great cello player? A great cello teacher without being a great cello player? No way. There's no way that could happen. So I really believe that in order to be a great music teacher, one needs to be accomplished at least on one or two instruments or on voice if they're going to be a great music teacher. This is my short list for today. I didn't write this down. I'm just sitting here sharing my thoughts. There's probably more things I can come up with. I've been teaching for about 22 years now. In different settings, public school setting, studio setting, church setting, And I would say that these are my top four. And again, number one, being absolutely in love with music outside of your teaching class. Loving the process, understanding and loving the process of teaching. Loving the age group or the age groups that you teach. And being a very accomplished musician yourself. I believe these are four things that are absolutely necessary if you want to be a great music teacher. So, what do you think? What do you think makes a great music teacher? What are some great music teachers that you've had before, and what are some qualities that you saw in them that you think could be added to this list? Well, you can let me know by leaving a voice recording on my podcast here. You can also reach out to me on my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I also have a YouTube channel. Just type in my full name and you'll be able to find me. In the meantime, thank you for listening to my podcast, episode number 6. I'm trying my hardest to do at least one episode every week. I'm very busy, but I'm still trying to do one episode every Saturday. And then when I get better at this, I'll try to double up on the work. Anyways, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I hope you have a great day. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.